Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, hosted by your boy Sturch. Gooch is over there. Welcome to another week, man. First of all, welcome back. Look, we can almost touch. Almost. We're still 6 feet apart, right? So, in case, right? I mean, we're just doing the right thing. But welcome back, Gooch, to the studio. I'm excited about this. We're back. We got a full house. We got Ashmere Fit is in the house.
Boop, boop, boop. She's here again.
Hello.
Hello, Ashmere.
Hello, hello.
And we also have our new intern, Anthony.
My man,
Anthony. Is in the house. He's in the corner. You can't see him. He's worthless. So don't worry about anything. So, Anthony, welcome to the team. So it's been a week, man. It's been an absolute week. But we're moving in the right direction, as I say every week. It's almost like I repeat that every week. Like, we're just keep on making strides. But we are. We got ourselves a network.
We're about to settle in soon and like really start.
Yeah, dude, we
getting comfortable. Last week fucked me up, dude. Had to rot home for a full week.
And it wasn't even like you were feeling anything. You just had to sit there.
Yeah, it was. No, I mean, I had kidney stones. Oh, that. Not that I want to get into that, but yeah.
I have kidney stones.
I currently still possess the kidney stones. But yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. But no COVID.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm all good.
We're all good. So anyway, big network news coming up this week. Obviously, last week, I was the producer on the brand new Jimmy Palumbo show, which apparently, if you're listening to this right now and you're watching this right now, it debuts. He's going to be a week behind. So last week, he recorded his first episode. It drops tomorrow with Mark DiCarlo as his first guest. Awesome. First of all, how much of a whale is getting Jimmy Palumbo, a local legend, bro?
I've had like 15 conversations with him this week. he could talk.
Absolutely.
The podcast is going to be stellar.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Yeah,
cannot dude. Wait. Some of great stories. I listened like four times.
How many times did he tell you about it? 706.
Oh my goodness, dude. We're going to get some t-shirts made. Trino t-shirts.
We'll talk about the store in a second. Also, Chopping Heads, that's coming out in April, right?
No, I think we're going to get it going a little bit sooner.
All right.
Yeah, we're like on track.
Tommy D.
Tommy DeJohn, he's a Colonia guy, another Colonia guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro.
You guys are just breeded out there. Like, well,
me and Tommy go.
Where's the Woodbridge crew at, man?
You guys are there. Even Joe Grasso is like, two Woodbridge. Oh, we got one coming, though. But even Joe Grasso.
Right.
Joe Grasso is like, two Woodbridge finest. Mm.
And he said that on a video with
James Rube, Mr. James Rube.
Rube is in the house.
But I wanted to say, though, even though Woodbridge got their daps, Joe Grasso is also a Colonia guy.
Jesus Christ.
Just saying.
We run deep. So also coming up on this network is Hoops with Rube. And that's James Rube. We had an interview with him. We went live with him the other day on Facebook. That kid is just a big ball of knowledge.
Yeah, he's
bro.
Intimidating he to talk basketball with
he
because
really
like
is.
I kind of like him like, yeah, you get out of the game for a week or two, you lose. You know, you can't.
You're missing like 10 games in the NBA, right?
Everyone's hurt in the NBA on a daily basis.
I mean, this guy, he literally takes injuries and he's all into that.
He's competitive. Yeah, the DFS expert.
He is a great addition for this podcast network. I truly believe that. And I truly believe that he's going to bring another element. We're still in negotiation, probably wrapping it up with Evan Daniel. He's going to bring Painting the Black. So that's a baseball podcast. And, dude, if you think about it, with us and those four and the Chop 3, we're looking at five nights a week on a podcast network. I mean, again, the sponsors like that have come on board now that are on the ground level. Speaking of sponsors.
We're talking six nights a week.
Sunday and then Monday through Thursday. Yeah, maybe even six.
It's
Jesus
six,
Christ,
yeah.
We got a lot of shit, man. A lot of content for you to absorb. So, again, that benefits the sponsors. The sponsors that have come on the ground level, got in, and are with us for life, those are, you know, that's a big deal because now your commercial is getting out there on five, six different platforms. You know what I mean? So, that's a big deal. So, shout out to Jay Devlin coming on. Another Colonia guy. I know. Jesus Christ. I know what you guys are thinking. Why would you bring on a second realtor? Isn't that competition, Dave? Isn't that a conflict of interest, Dave? No, it's not. Because
Mr. Devlin, Worldwide over here.
Yeah, I'm all over the place now because Devlin is down in the Carolinas. He's doing real estate for Myrtle Beach. He's a relocation specialist.
So
dude, you
a lot
get
of you
out
got
of Jersey. We all want to get out of Jersey.
I don't.
No.
No.
You like it?
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm embedded in New Jersey. I can't. It's my roots. You know, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm tired of watching.
I got a business located in out of Jersey now, dude.
Move this to nice sunny Myrtle Beach.
One day.
Texas. That's where I'm going. I'm going to Texas.
I'm going to freezing cold Green Bay. live on a farm and shovel fucking snow.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, Ash, by the way, we're moving out of New Jersey. We're going to go to a colder location in Wisconsin. How do you feel?
See, I keep watching documentaries about Green Bay, and it's low-key, like, one of the best places.
Gee, who makes you watch Green Bay documentaries?
My mother.
Oh, your mother.
She's obsessed with Wisconsin.
All right, well, then that's different. But I was going to say, I can only imagine, like, Gooch is like, you got to watch this 95 championship game. It's a doozy. But
not really my
I think
my
95.
Vibe.
Well, whatever. I'm
pretty
about.
Sure the Cowboys beat the Packers in 95. The fuck?
I was trying to throw a little layup, but anyway. So big things happening. Bro, the store opened finally after the hoops that we were jumping through just to try to get a piece of mail.
We weren't really jumping through hoops. The hoops had already been fucking jumped through. It was the mailbox had a lock on it. I don't even want to get into what the fuck was going on.
Can you imagine that haul? That is what holds up a business. Like, hey, man, can we get the mail? It's got a lock on it.
It says my mail was delivered fucking 6 days ago, and I need that mail.
There was a little piece of plastic called a debit card that we needed the link to the store to open the store. So anyway, the store is open. The first night, phenomenal support. Mike DeCrosta, my God, he bought the entire store, literally one of each thing. And then you got people buying hoodies, people shirts. First of all, kudos, my man. Kudos on the design. I know you're not Mr. Graphic Designer, but all of a sudden,
I'm getting there
vicariously through Canva. You are the guy. You have made two amazing gamer tees. Go check them out in the store right now because they are awesome. I ordered the one already, and then of course I put my order in. I'm good. I'm at the gym on Saturday morning, and I get a text. Yo, added to the store. I'm like, oh man, what did he do? You know, I'm thinking maybe did he add a size? Did he add? You know, what did he do? I look at the store. We got baseball t-shirts. You know, the 3/4 sleeves. And then a Tecmo Bowl and
listening to the people, man. Like, I got people hitting me up saying, oh, I like the hoodie. I like this, but maybe you should do something like this. And I'm like, all right, well, are you going to buy it? I'm still waiting for you to fucking buy it, by the way.
Yeah, by the way.
Like, you're telling me to design shit. I design shit, and I don't see any orders.
Seriously.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
We will thank the people that have bought because you guys rock, and you are paying the bills now, and that's a really cool thing. But for those of you that are like, that shit's fire, or hot design, or that Tecmo shirt is tight. Buy it, okay? Just go out and support the brand.
Ray Ray was, did you see his post?
I'm looking at a mug.
No. Ray was like, I'm gonna buy something. He's like, I got my money set aside, and then he just posted a thing and it had have a seat. It was like a shirt that said have a seat on it. So I think he's waiting for me to make him like
a custom.
I'm gonna hook him up, though. I'm gonna make him a custom hoodie or t-shirt, whatever you want, Ray. But the only catch is you have to hear it. No one's going to talk about it. You have to hear it on this podcast. So if you hit me up and you say, hey, I listened to the podcast. When are you going to make me my shirt? Then I'll make it. But this isn't going to be – I'm not reaching out to you. So if you're a listener, you get the shirt. If not, you ain't getting motherfucking shit.
So, all right, Ray, you heard it here, man. So there you go. Tomorrow we will figure out a way to – pick the winner of finally our
no, I had the way figured out. I wanted to do it.
Legitimately.
Exactly. Fully transparent. Like, I'm not gonna be like, how did Ashley win a bundle of fucking Chop Sports gear? That's how it goes sometimes, people. Yeah. Nick Shine's got 12 entries. He's an admin. 12 entries into the fucking Chop Sports bundle. He's like, wait, could I pick my colors? I'm like, motherfucker.
Colors? I mean, come on. And I'm like,
that's great, though. Great.
I said,
shout out to Nick Shine.
Are you an admin?
I actually have a missed call from Nick Shine. Nick ages himself because I'll be like, text me, dude. He'll be like, can't take a phone call. I'm like, absolutely, absolutely not. I cannot take a phone call.
He did that to me when we were in our little argument. He's like, call me like a man. And I was just like, I don't want to call. I got to text.
Honestly, I can't. You know what it's like for me. I have, like, where I pretty much reside is in a dungeon in, like, a little hole. It's not really. Know. It's not really. I just don't have service where I live.
Ring.
Why are you making it sound like you live in, like.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was so like, nice. Wait, I don't actually live in a fucking dungeon.
There's yeah, just, but actually, when
there's just a, shit service is what he's trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I have terrible service. I'm not a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
Oh, poor little POW. But every time I call and it doesn't ring, I know exactly where he is. So at least that's
you're like, could you fucking call me? Yeah. Bro, it happened with the you had a technical issue when I was locked on quarantine with the Jimmy Palumbo
show,
dude.
Bro, the scan disc thing didn't work for a second.
He had to get on FaceTime. Like, he was sweating. I was like, dude, are you okay? Take a fucking breath. There's scissors in there, you know? And you were like, no way, there's scissors? It's like,
this is a functioning office, Dave. Imagine that shit. So, yeah, I was panicking. Like, it said, like, scan disc wasn't working. And I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, of course.
All I need is Jimmy Palumbo to be like, well, that was fun. And then just leave and never come back.
I thought you guys had your shit together. And honestly, it's never fucked up. That scan disc, the machine is like 100 for 100.
And then
the first day that Dave has to use it in a pressure cooker situation,
where's Chris? Well, he's got.
I get a phone call. I don't even get a phone call. I get a text, which means that I know there was several phone calls attached to that didn't go through. Problem. What a problem.
That's the truth. Anyway, so and the merch that contest will be picked tomorrow. But again, all you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel. We asked you guys to subscribe. We got over 100. Within like a blink of an eye.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm trying to like, we were going to announce the contest winner last week, and I was like, maybe we'll milk it for a little more. I thought I'd have a little more out of this contest, guys, so maybe we'll do it on Wednesday.
And also, if you guys are subscribed to the YouTube channel, that gets you a free entry into our first annual Chop Sports Bracket Challenge thingy for the NCAA tournament. And it's funny, I think as we record this, it's today's Selection Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rutgers is going to get that call that they've been waiting for since the early 90s, meaning they get into the tournament for the first time since, I just said that, the early 90s.
I'm going to give Jimmy Palumbo a shameless plug on his next week's podcast for anybody that doesn't know. Brian Ellerby, I believe he was the last point guard for Rutgers to win an NCAA tournament game, and I think that was all the way back in 1920.
85.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, Jimmy.
I think he said 85, yeah. Which is a good year. I was born. But, yeah. 1920, that's a long time.
Sorry, buddy.
But no, yeah, he's right, though. Rutgers should be in, right? You would.
Yeah.
They're pretty much.
I have to be honest, I'm very disconnected from college basketball this year. All I know is.
Get connected around
all
that.
I know is Coach K's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, Coach K, we see you. You're seen. We know what just happened. Your scrub of a team this year, we're so goddamn awful and embarrassing that you guys faked a COVID positive test to get out of the tournament. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm right. I am 110% right. You faked something, you got out of your stupid tournament, and now you avoid embarrassment for the rest of the 2021 season. Hey guys, it's Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about LVC Transport. I recently just had to help a family member move after living in the same house for over 20 years. You know what that means? That's a lot of stuff. So I called my buddy Chris over at LVC Transport. He hooked it up with a massive dumpster. Huge discount. Now, he's looking to help out every member of Chop Sports. Call him today, drop the name Chop Sports, and he's going to take 10% off the top right away. Just say Chop Sports, and he's taking 10% off. Off the top. Get your free estimate today. Give them a call, 908-705-3006. Health and Fitness Professionals is your one-stop shop for all things sports medicine. They now have 4 locations in Woodbridge, Scotch Plains, South Plainfield, and Freehold, New Jersey. They're now offering physical therapy, occupational therapy, pain management, chiropractic services, acupuncture, cryotherapy, you name it, they do it. I can't say enough about their chiropractors on site. I get adjusted literally 3 times a week to get my old 35-year-old self feeling as best as possible. Contact them today. Check out their website, www.hfrehab.com, for more info.
I'm so glad Dave went on that tangent for me. I don't need my blood pressure to get raised like that this early. But their season was, they're like, Duke season's over. I was like, yeah, Duke season's fucking been over. Did you see them get
weird? But what a weird concept, right? Duke is always in it, right? Or am I wrong?
Fuck Duke.
Is this the first, all right, off the top of your head, when's the last time you thought Duke didn't make the tournament?
I don't know the last time they didn't make the tournament, but I know that they got bounced by a 16 seed a couple years ago, and that was satisfying. Then, that was even better than them not making the tournament.
And then Evan went face first into the crater on his bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, any event, that's really what's going on, has been going on. We're excited about it. But we got to get into the week that was. Now, when I'm driving, I get in my car on Monday. I'm leaving my Freehold office of Health and Fitness Professionals for all your chiropractic and physical therapy and occupational therapy and all those other therapy needs. Get over there. Anthony's our intern is a product. He can tell you. He can attest for it. He got back on the rink. He was in our YouTube video with the thing.
Once he gets his worth, then he'll get a mic. But right now he can't talk because we've addressed this earlier. He has no worth yet.
He has no worth. Worth zero. Anyway.
As she looks at me and she's like, wait, I know those words. That's how I talk. Who taught you that phrase, Chris? Ashmere Fit taught me how to say that. Thank you.
Low self-love is where it's at.
So I'm driving to the Jimmy Palumbo debut, right? I get in my car, literally, like, and I have SportsCenter, Michael K. show on the way, like, on the TV in Freehold. And I'm like, all right, time to go, because I got to get to Jimmy. So locking up, get in my car. I look at my phone just to check the time, and it got blown up by, like, not even, I swear to Christ, 20 text messages. Different text messages all about my guy, Dak Prescott. He got paid. It happened. I was so upset to be in the car when it happened because then I can't really react and without almost killing myself, you know, behind the wheel. I did record a couple videos because I was excited and just basically just screaming in excitement. But it's done. The deal is done, Gooch. All the worry that the Dallas Cowboys had about locking up their quarterback, it's over. And we have our guy for the next 4 years.
I'm just
years.
Glad that I don't have to fucking hear about it anymore. It's been 2 years of listening to Dak. Is he going to sign? Is he tagged? Like, oh, not God, you. Man. Not you. Honestly, maybe like from a distance last year, I probably was like, shut the fuck up already because we weren't really talking. But like, yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up, future business partner.
Yeah, like, obviously it's a tough situation for Cowboys in the, you know, going into this because I personally think that they had to overpay him, but that's the market. And I know that's what everybody hangs their hat on.
I've been preaching the market forever.
I've been preaching to this fucking mic.
I've been preaching
this
the market.
This thing is like not heavy in
forever. Or? And I can't seem to understand how people said it was an overspend and he's not worth the money and, you know, X, Y, and Z. Look, folks, if you're a Cowboys fan like myself, who I consider in Chop Sports, there's 1,800 people almost, and I'm pretty sure we're at 1,800 at this point. 1,800 people, I am one. There's no 1A, there's no 2, there's no like close third. I'm the guy. I'm the Dallas Cowboy fan of that group. There was nobody.
He's alienating himself amongst his own fan base.
I will do that because I'm the only one that's been saying, pay Dak, pay Dak, pay Dak. And I'm not talking about the contract that he was offered last year. I'm well aware of what he was offered last year. Pay Dak didn't mean, hey, give him more money than what he asked for. It was get it the F done, man. Get it done because once Dak Prescott is locked up and paid, you now have Dak, Zeke, Cooper, you have the offensive line restructuring, you have DeMarcus Lawrence, you have everybody that you needed to get under contract. This is the first ever year in a long time for the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll say this to the fan base, and I'll say this to the people that are the haters in the back, or whatever the hell you millennials say. This is exactly the season I've been waiting
for. Ashley's never said that in her life.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not a millennial.
She's definitely a millennial. What are you, Gen Z? Whatever.
Gen Z, the worst generation there ever was.
Eminem jerk-offs. Anyway.
I'm like not Gen Z, though. Like, I'm accidentally Gen Z.
Like your normal Gen
yeah,
Z?
Yeah, anyway. Like I'm not cancel culture anyway.
So, like I said, like I was saying, this is the first season in a long time that the Cowboys have had stress-free things.
I wonder if it's going to help them cover people. That's the problem.
Yes, but no, that's not the problem. Because you know what? Not only did the Dak Prescott, the overpay of Dak Prescott's contract, my man's only taking $22 million on the books this year. Yes, he got himself a nice little chunk of change.
$75 million
in signing bonus money.
So now,
but that's not against the cap. So $22 million over the $37 million he would have got with the franchise tag. So that's saving $15 million, right? Then they restructured Tyron Smith, Collins, and Zach Martin's contract. They're going into the 2021 free agency frenzy, $18 million under the cap. And that's after signing Dak Prescott, when everybody was like, if you sign Dak, it's just going to ruin the cap, and we need defense.
I understand
you need defense.
All those things, exactly. So now if you add up the first three names that you said,
yeah,
right? You were like, we got Dak sign, mm-hmm. we got Zeke sign, mm-hmm. we got Cooper sign.
Right.
It's a lot of money for three players on skill positions in offense, don't you think?
100%.
Yeah.
But
it's tough. But, I know. It's the way it works.
And this is how it all shakes out. Just so happens that next year, there's an out of Cooper's contract for the Dallas Cowboys, and Michael Gallup is a free agent. You got to make a decision. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say, okay, I'm going to give Cooper 20 and then Gallup 17. Doesn't work like that.
No, well, Gallup's going to be gone.
Either Gallup progresses and he becomes the number two.
I think that it's...
Or number one, and then CeeDee goes up to number two. Or Cooper...
Or Gallup probably just... If that's what happens, then Gallup just stays at a two. Because I think Lamb is the guy.
Lamb is going to be the guy.
That's going to allow them to let somebody walk.
You want to talk about a kid if not both. A season, and he was catching balls from Dalton, Donucci, you name them. They were the quarter.
I forgot. I can't believe I didn't mention this. It doesn't even matter what the Cowboys do until they fire their head coach. I swear to you, Mike McCarthy will fucking bring that team to fucking hell.
Why? Why is that? Because he couldn't get it done in Green Bay.
It's funny.
He got it done
because
once.
It's true.
How did he win the Super Bowl? And
Aaron Rodgers was playing out of his mind. There was no one stopping him that year. That was the belt year. That was the belt, baby. That was the belt year, baby. Come on, no one was stopping Aaron Rodgers yes. that year.
Well, fine, but...
Not even smoking Jay Cutler could stop Aaron Rodgers that year.
Fine, but Dak... Mike McCarthy is still a Super Bowl winning head coach. And he... In Dallas...
I know, and you know what, dude?
Some credit, I'm going to give him some... He went into last year with COVID and no OTAs and no preseason and a virtual
That's what I hear about Jordan Love, too. I give him no credit either.
Like, what about Jordan Love? He didn't see the field.
The point is, it's like, oh, he didn't even dress. And they're like, oh, he was not ready. He didn't have training camp. It's like, okay, neither did Herbert. Neither did a lot of rookies that played and succeeded. I get it. Maybe he didn't get the reps because Rodgers is there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Anyway, I don't want to get into the fucking Jordan Love thing because now I'm going to get upset about something that we're not even talking about.
But anyway. Right?
Mike McCarthy's a scrub. Aaron Rodgers literally gifted him. He literally gifted him a 10-year coaching career with Green Bay and then got him another job based on the Super Bowl that he won for him.
Okay.
That's it. I know. I don't want to bash your head coach. I hate Mike McCarthy, though. And I have my own reasons.
I don't want to bash him, but I hate his coach.
But, like, it's not because he's a Cowboys coach. You understand. I hated McCarthy for 7 years while he was the Packer coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I wanted him gone before we won the ring.
When we fired Jason Garrett and he goes to the Giants, I'm like, good for them. That's their problem now because Jason Garrett was the most conservative coach I've ever seen, and that was exposed on the Jersey Boys podcast that I host on Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. But I talked to Jesse Holly, a former Dallas Cowboy receiver. He said Jason Garrett was probably the worst play caller that he's ever come across because of the fact that he was so conservative. Not saying that his play call
predictable.
Was bad. It was just
predictable.
Not, right. Very predictable. He literally had a segment on that interview saying that the linebackers were calling out the plays and Jesse Holly in his head were like, shit, that is the call. You know what I mean? That's scary.
It's a little more
coming for crying
out loud. It's kind of common in the NFL with like a really good linebackers that are calling shit out left and right.
Yeah, but
and
it was very common.
But it's still fucking unnerving when you're like the guy getting the ball, probably. Right, it's like, right, fuck.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, all right. They know, yeah. They know I'm sweeping it. Here it comes. But the Dak Prescott situation is resolved. The Dallas Cowboys are moving forward. I'm excited, optimistic. Free agency starts tomorrow, okay? Well, the tampering period starts tomorrow. Meaning, if you guys are unfamiliar with that, what that means is that the tampering period goes from the 15th to the 17th. So you'll see Ian Rappaport, like the actor.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, they're going to be on their phones all day, every day. You know, for the next 3 days, they're not going to sleep. Speaking of that, as soon as we literally almost hit record, Aaron Jones resigned.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to.
That's a free agency thing because
you're getting like real reaction out of me right now because right. like I haven't even processed this yet. I came to terms with the fact that Jones was going to be gone. I was okay with it. I'm like, well, if they're letting Corey Linsley walk, who people probably don't even know who that is because he's a center, but he was first team All Pro center at center this year. You're letting him walk. We have running backs.
I like Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari is a stud.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Chug a big, beer like a man.
Big reason why we didn't win the fucking NFC Championship game was Bakhtiari didn't play.
That's probably a reason.
Big reason. Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady did great. It wasn't the fucking. It wasn't the line. It wasn't
three picks or anything.
It wasn't Lavonte David and fucking. It wasn't. Speaking of Tom Brady, let's just talk about why, you know, someone like Tom Brady is such a piece of shit. All right.
He just restructured because, his deal so he could because in the entire
I'm gonna
team.
Explain it. Maybe you'll start to feel what I'm getting at.
Okay.
As I explain, because I have
fight him like you do.
Maybe not fight him, but okay. you'll understand why he's like just, you know, I can't ever fucking like this guy.
Okay.
Explain. Even though I appreciate how great he is, sure. I got to get that in because people are fucking weird. But
so, what's his obsession?
Yeah. So your boy Dak just signs his big contract. Right. And it's a big happy day. And I'm sure Dak isn't really shedding any tears over it. I'm sure he doesn't care what people think of him. But the public perception around the league is that when you sign a quarterback, you know, there's collateral damage. You can't win when you sign a quarterback. When have you seen one of these quarterbacks on their second deal win? I believe it was our boy Kyle Kerm. Shout out to Kyle. He actually edited the video that you're going to be watching, you're watching right now, the intro. Yes. So I edited the video, but you'll see the difference.
The experience factor. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to edit that. What were we talking about?
You don't have to edit that. No. You were talking about the Kyle Kern.
Yes.
He said it.
Yes. How you don't really win with a quarterback on his second contract. Oh, and that's been proven. That's a little old, though. We could have brought it back.
Yeah.
But for this week. But, you know, you just don't see it. And now you got a guy like Tom Brady who just... On the day after that Dak signs his deal, Tom Brady restructures his deal to a four-year extension with voidable years as the final three. So basically, it's a one-year extension. And that magic number 18 mil that Dallas has, that's how much Brady's contract actually freed up in cap. So now they could sign Lavonte David back.
Shaq Barrett,
possibly. But you could pretty much book Gronk is coming back. You could book AB coming
Gronk
back.
Will come back for a good time.
Yeah, like, Gronk, AB. Like, I think Gronk.
Hey, we'll give you beer, maybe some ecstasy.
You're gonna get Antonio Brown because I'm not sure that anyone else in the league will sign him.
Yeah, Bruce Arians is like, it's his love child. All of a sudden, like, well, we got you, son. We got
you. Well, he was with him in Pitt too.
Right.
Yeah. So like, yeah. Even though in the offseason he told him to go fuck himself,
probably.
He ended up signing him anyway. But you know, Ndamukong Suh, I think he's the only guy that'll walk because he's a selfish piece of shit too.
Has he played for like? Four teams in 4 years. Like, he's always like a one-year monster, right? Like, in any event. But, yeah, you were telling me Tom Brady's a piece of shit because he restructured
his his contract, and on a day where Dak is, like, getting paid, and it's Tom Brady makes the headlines by being, like, the company guy. So you know, like, it's like, oh, look, really, you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to do what Tom Brady does.
Wow.
Fuck Tom Brady. All right, it's just one more reason why I don't like the guy.
T-shirts you got to make, but for real though, like,
yeah, right.
That's a good. I never even thought about that. Like the fact that Dak had his day and he's like excited and he's like the big $160 million.
And then here comes Tom Brady, be like, "Oh, you take? I'll take $160 million less.
Hold my kale shot. I got."
And he's like, the band's getting back together. His Instagram posts make me hate him more because they're always so well thought out and actually funny. And irritating.
It's so hard to hate.
It really bothers me, dude.
He posted yesterday.
This mic is bothering me more than fucking Tom Brady, too. What is going on, bro?
You know, as I get older, I tend to appreciate different things. One thing I love now more than I ever have in the past is some unique furniture. Not just any furniture, unique custom furniture made by Battle Rattle Woodworks. He's specializing in charcuterie boards for all those parties you're about to host when this weather gets a little nicer. Even better, if you enter the code CHOP15 at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your entire purchase. Massive savings on some unique American-made stuff. Help support your local veteran right now and visit them on social media at Battle Rattle Woodworks. Hey guys, Sturch here from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I want to tell you a little bit about Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. First of all, a guy my size likes flavor on his food, and there's nobody other than Jess that I go to for that. Her flavors range from French onion, BLT, Cajun country, so much more. They got dip blends, season shakers, smoothie mixes. Not even kidding, I've added some of their smoothie mixes to my post-workout protein shakes, and my goodness, what a difference. Get on over to sunflowermeadowseasoning.com for their entire list of products. Tell them Chop Sports sent you.
Get it together. I'm already fucking a nervous wreck.
He posted Him throwing an interception to David Beckham on Twitter yesterday or this morning. He's like, "Dear David Beckham, don't join the NFC South." Whatever. And I was like, "This guy can say nothing
David
wrong."
David Beckham, go yeah. fuck yourself. David, too, Beckham, David Beckham,
like the soccer player.
Yeah.
But in any event.
What is that?
I don't know. But it is free agency time. It is. Yeah, bring it on closer if you have.
I'm good. No, it's just loose. It's like, you know.
Heard that. But hey. Anyway, free agency frenzy. It's a big deal because for the first time, I feel like the list of free agents this year is bigger and larger than I've ever seen. I was on overthecap.com right before I got on here, and I just felt like I just continued to scroll and scroll and scroll.
And they're going to keep coming, too. As
and, it, like, these cap casualties are happening because of franchise tags and, like, you know, all this other shit. But it's, like, it's weird because, again, you're not going to see tomorrow when Schefter and the other guys, they get to work and they start reporting things. You're going to see a lot of 1 to 2 year deals because they're all waiting for that massive TV deal to hit. They're also all waiting for the NFL to recoup everything they lost during a pandemic. So all of a sudden,
yeah, they lost all that money they lost. Yeah, come on.
And they did lose money.
Yeah, but all the NFL, my heart really bleeds for the NFL and their lost wages. Fuck out of here.
No, but in reality, I'm saying the cap will rise. So why would
Is it the first year in maybe forever that it actually didn't rise?
It dropped.
Right. Yeah.
So the thing is, as these years go, and that's another that was a caveat in the Dak Prescott deal, why they can load it towards the back is because Jerry Jones is in negotiations with the TV deals. He knows exactly what the TV deals are going to bring to the NFL salary caps. So he knows it's going to rise. So he knows that $40 million you're about to pay Dak Prescott in years 2 through 4.
He also knows that Texas is definitely letting him fill that stadium this year, too. It's like, you know, that's a fact.
Oh, my God. He's going to have 80,000 standing, and I might be one of them. I'm not sure yet. I definitely want to get back out there. We were supposed to go last year, me and my brother, my friend Greg, to the Cowboys 49ers game, but COVID kind of had different plans on that one. But I'm glad I didn't go because you saw the lineup that Dallas ran out there with. We did win the game, but boy, oh boy, like, shit.
It wasn't worth the $1,500, though, that it would have cost you at least.
Yeah, dude, it was like a one-day trip. Oh, it was a mess. And they got flexed out of Sunday night.
Yeah.
We had flight tickets to go and land on, like, game day, and they've been there like, by the way, the Cowboys kind of stink, so we need to move them to
the Niners.
1 o'clock. Yeah, but both teams, right. So, but, Gooch, when you look at this list, the free agents that are out there, it's a lot. And I'm not going to go through every single one, but there are some notable names out there. You can cross Aaron Jones off the list because he just re-signed.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like,
you got to digest that.
I love Aaron Jones, but I kind of reserved myself, like I said earlier, to the fact that he'd be gone. We had a center that I would have rather have signed. We have Jair coming up to do some money. There's some guys that we got to pay.
Year? Is that next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And it really, you know, what really sucks is, like, I really like Jamal Williams, and it pretty much the writing's on the wall.
AJ Dillon too, man.
I know, but I kind of thought
Dillon's son. Just kidding. It would have been cool though.
Yeah. I like Jamal Williams. He's a fun guy to have around.
Yeah, every interview I've ever watched, he's like a fun dude. But again, so the Packers are in their own minds of what they need to do. They need to add a receiver, in my mind. They're bringing back your boy Funches on a lower tier contract, but there are other receiver names which we went over. We went over last week, or 2 weeks ago, was it, for the free agent receiver class. Guys like, you know, A.J. Green is out there, T.Y. Hilton out there, but how much you really going to invest in those guys? You really can't. Corey Davis is a name that we've thrown out from time to time of saying that he could be
I wish, we brought him up earlier in the Chop 3, Allen Robinson.
Yeah, but he looks like he's going to be franchised. And now it's up to him if he wants to sign the damn thing. But
no, he's saying he's not going to sign it yet.
Which is garbage because you know that these NFL players got to get paid. So you know he's going
to
sign
the players have no leverage in these situations. Really, they don't want to deal with all the bullshit in the offseason, so they don't.
Have we seen the last of Alex Smith after the comeback? He's a free agent now. He was let go by the Redskins. Washington football team. Whatever.
I don't think that Alex Smith is going to decide for himself that he's done. I think that the league may decide for him.
So you don't think nobody's going to bring him as a backup for like a 1 year?
Maybe, but
you know who needs a backup for 1 year? The Dallas Cowboys. I would take Alex Smith in a heartbeat as my backup quarterback to Dak Prescott. 100%. In fact, That's who I think I want, because Andy Dalton is out, and he's not going to be brought back. I'm not rocking with Ben DiNucci. I mean, look, I can talk hours.
The Packers situation at quarterback, they would never bring in Alex Smith as a backup because we have a first-round pick sitting there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
But could you imagine if Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers were on the same team? That shit would be cool.
That would actually be
They look alike, first of all, in a helmet.
They do.
They definitely look alike. But who gives a fuck?
There's a better quarterback out there. Jacoby Brissett. Do you think that guy gets a starting job anywhere? These guys that are bringing in these rookies, like Jacksonville's going to most likely take Trevor Lawrence, and then Atlanta might bring somebody in, and then the Lions might
I was thinking that Brissett might have gone back to New England, but when they dumped 10 plus on Cam, what the fuck were they doing?
Did we watch the film? Like what warranted that deal? What did Bill Belichick do to say, you know what? Cam Newton did a mighty fine job last year. He stunk. He absolutely stunk. And he's not good at throwing the football.
I'm pretty sure he only had two TD passes all year. Bro, it was something nuts. I don't know his numbers because it's not worth looking up.
No,
but I know Cam sucked.
He was bad.
Bro, he got paid. I think the deal.
That's not his offense.
Did you see the contract?
14 mil?
It's not worth 14 mil. He could earn up to 14, but I think it's still a pretty substantial.
Probably over 10.
I think it's about 10. I don't want to look.
I'm sorry.
I would have Ash look, but she's probably balls deep in, she doesn't have balls, guys, but she's definitely on TikTok nonetheless.
No, I can look. What do you want me to look? No,
I want you to look up Cam Newton's deal.
Cam Newton's new contract. Maybe Anthony can do it. Don't worry. Yeah, Anthony's on it. Okay. Anthony said, this is why you bring in the interns, folks. This is why they're good for this. But no, I was very shocked to see that. I was very, very shocked to see Cam Newton brought back. So now you're right. Jacoby Brissett, possible destination New England. Maybe he still is.
Yeah.
Maybe they compete. You know, Cam Newton is not built for the New England offense. That is not your hybrid offense.
Did you see the meme?
Off and sling it around offense.
Cam Newton working in the offseason with his receivers, and it was him with a football throwing at two trash cans.
That's not fair to Edelman. I like Edelman. But, you know, it's funny. Did you see the Lock Dog?
The Lock Dog? Yeah, with Marlon Wayans.
We have a problem. All right, Anthony says, say it.
$5 million guaranteed.
Just
$5 million in incentives.
Just $5 million guaranteed out of Cam Newton.
And $9 million in incentives. So he's
gonna earn that.
So $5 million.
So $5 million.
Because he ain't earning a fucking thing.
So there you go. Looking up and down his list. Shaq Barrett, more than likely linked to go back to the Buccaneers. Here's a really sneaky, sneaky good one. I like it a lot, but Richard Sherman, he's been linked to talk to the Cowboys. He's been linked to that. I think it would be fun. I lost kind of all respect for Richard Sherman after that interview.
Is he going to play safety? Because he ain't covering nobody anymore.
What are you talking about? He played fine last year.
2 years ago.
No, last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was pretty banged up last year.
He did, you know, he went through some injuries, but there was times where I'm like, wow, Sherman still got it. You know what I mean? Like, there was times when
Watch enough of them.
So Dallas can bring him in on a cheap deal to be the, third corner, because you got Trayvon Diggs. They're probably going to draft Surtain Jr. or Caleb Farley, one of those corners. You know, if Richard Sherman is the guy covering your third or fourth receiver.
I know what you were talking about, 1 or 2 year deals.
Right.
That's about
that
it.
That is harmless.
What do you think he's worth on a one or two year deal? Because like you said,
like $4 million.
There's no way he's signing for $4 million.
All right.
Well, no way.
Okay.
Only because I feel like there's a bigger market.
Oh yeah. No, I know. There's definitely people that will throw money at him. The Jets, the Jaguars.
That's kind of the situation that the Cowboys find themselves in now, though. With obviously getting the quarterback was the big deal, but They're gonna need to find those, which they will, because honestly, you wait until free agency kind of plays out, and then you see.
I hate waiting that second wave. The first wave goes, and you're like, why?
And then even right as the season starts, and the teams report, guys get cut,
right?
And then you get the Emmanuel Sanders types,
another one who doesn't have a team.
Yeah,
him in Green Bay.
No, not anymore. 2 years ago, I would have taken him.
Oh, all right,
not anymore. Look, what do we want to do here? We want to have the same. Same deal. We already have a bunch of guys that fucking drop the ball, Devin Funchess is a guy. I like Funchess. We'll see what he could do.
Yeah, I love Funchess. Let's get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Your boy. Just a couple guys. Oh, Marvin Jones, we talked about him during the receiver. That's another one that I feel is linked to go to L.A. to play with Stafford. Or
the Patriots.
The Patriots, like you said. A lot of these teams, obviously, they have to juggle some stuff. We know teams that can't do anything.
Where do you think Galladay?
Can't do a goddamn
Kenny Galladay is going to go. Where do you think Galladay goes?
The Rams can't do a thing, and I said that Marvin Jones was going to go there. I'm an idiot. But anyway, who'd you say?
Kenny Galladay. Where do you think he goes?
Galladay is like a glorified Alshon Jeffrey. I don't find him the better receiver. I don't. Out of the Marvin Jones and Galladay, I still like Marvin Jones. Galladay's good. Don't get me wrong.
What the fuck did he just say?
No, I know. Galladay's a good receiver. I find him to be a younger Alshon Jeffrey. Tall, lanky, can move around. But his market will be big. I think he's going to land in a team that spends the most money, like a Jets, like a Jaguars.
I think he's going to be one of the two, Giants or Jets. I think the Giants are going to go all in on Galladay.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Don't do that to me, man. Don't.
Well, I think maybe you should like it. You just said Marvin Jones is better. Yeah, Galladay's going to get paid, so he'll probably get a good chunk of money.
There's always people that get paid more than what they're worth. Galladay might be one of those people. He might be. Who knows? We'll see. But
get him the fuck out of my division because I'm tired of him, too. Even though Jair shut him down twice, but still.
Yeah, I digress with that one. But Trent Williams, offensive line. Don't forget, these offensive linemen are going to find some new homes, too. The bigger one, obviously, is Fisher from the Chiefs. What the hell did they do to friggin' Patrick Mahomes? Here, Patrick, here's the keys to the city. But by the
this
way,
is gonna be something
your
that,
wheels just
This
fell
is
going
to be something that Dave's going to have to learn to deal with. And
I have to deal with it?
Yeah, I'm going to explain why in a second. What happened with Patrick Mahomes is they signed him to a big-ass fucking extension last year, and now they can't sign his offensive line, a la Dak Prescott.
No, a la Dallas just restructured their entire offensive line, so the uneducated
Cowboys over here thinks he knows
what he's talking about, but he doesn't when it comes to the Cowboys offensive line. That's my shtick. But anyway, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Better hope Richard Sherman signs that $4 million contract.
Patrick Mahomes was given the keys to the city, and then they said, by the way, this is a Lamborghini, but guess what? We're going to need those front two tires.
Yo, and it's crazy, though, because
we saw what happened.
This was like right before the Super Bowl started, and we were talking about how Patrick Mahomes might be in every Super Bowl for the next, 10 years.
And now I'm like,
and now it's like
not.
He might not never make another one.
Offensive line is everything. Those hogs up front, man, that is a big
I saw a graphic. It was like Aaron Rodgers made his Super Bowl at Earth. He's 36. It's been 10 years since he made it. Just the point that I'm getting at was Mahomes is 25. When Rodgers made his at 26 and won it, you were like, he will definitely be back. He has not gone back. There's no guarantees in the NFL.
There is a evil aura being put into the universe by Gooch over here with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. The Chiefs may never, ever get back to the Super Bowl.
All thanks
according
to Tom Brady.
Here on tonight's Chomp
Somehow, indirectly, it's Tom Brady's fault. And actually, it is in this case. Tom Brady, piece of shit.
It'll be interesting. It will be interesting. The free agent frenzy starts tomorrow. The tampering period, as you watch this video on YouTube, the free agency period has already been going, so you're probably looking at this and they're saying, well, this guy already signed. Well, it's a time-sensitive thing, and they will be flying. The names will be flying, so keep up with that stuff. But in any event, this week coming up, again, we got Jimmy Palumbo tomorrow. His first debut show starts. He'll be recording his next episode tomorrow. We got Rube coming in here on Wednesday to record his brand-new basketball podcast. We got a lot of things going on with the Chop Sports Podcast. We got ourselves a network, my man. That is not even, it's not even close to being like almost a network.
Yeah, like it's official. This week we're putting out like four shows.
Yeah, man. And we got ourselves a lineup. If you or anybody you know wants some little bit of recognition and you want to become a sponsor with the Chop Sports Podcast.
Or another intern.
No, yeah, because Anthony's he's fired after today. He did no good. That Cam Newton thing, it needs to be this quick. I'm kidding. But he's been very helpful. So thank you, Anthony, in the background. Thank you to Ash, who's behind the controls right now. For Sturch, that's Gooch over there. We'll be back this week with another Chop 3. It's a doozy. And no disrespect to my boy Primetime. We'll talk about it. See you next week.